I'm Sue O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Some Bible verses that have become very important to me when I have faced some major changes in my life are from Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. We find a person in the book of Ruth that has experienced some major changes in her life. Her name is Naomi. Naomi and her husband and two sons leave Bethlehem in Judah to go to Moab because of a famine. Naomi's husband dies, and her two sons marry Moabite women. After about 10 years, the sons also die. Naomi hears that the Lord has provided food in Judah, so she makes plans to return home. She leaves with her two daughters-in-law, but then decides to send them back to their families. But Ruth says, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay." I don't think Naomi knew just how much she had impacted the life of Ruth. And Ruth felt a deep love and responsibility to care for Naomi. When they arrived, the women from Bethlehem said, "Can this be Naomi?" She said, "Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter." Most of us have experienced changes in our life that caused stress. These can be positive changes, like a new baby, a new job, or retirement. But there are also negative changes, like the death of a spouse or family member, or major illness or loss of a job. Naomi was definitely feeling the stress of losing her husband and her sons. She returns home and seems to have lost all confidence in the Lord as her provider. She has forgotten that God can do the impossible. Well, as the story continues, Ruth goes out to glean in the fields for food for them both. She happens to go to a relative's field. She is quickly recognized as the Moabite woman who has returned with Naomi. Boaz, the owner of the field, takes her aside and tells her to keep coming to his fields, and he will take care of her and Naomi. Naomi begins to recognize God's provision. She says to Ruth, "The Lord bless him. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. That man is one of our kinsmen redeemers." The Lord comes through in a way Naomi had not expected. Naomi knew the customs and guided Ruth to be able to express her desire to be Boaz's wife. And once the matter was settled, the people exclaimed, "May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel." So Boaz took Ruth as his wife, and she gave birth to a son. So Naomi's situation had completely changed in a positive way. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in old age, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child and cared for him. They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. Naomi, the woman who thought God had afflicted her and made her life so bitter, was now holding the child that would continue her family and be in the lineage of Jesus. We need to trust the Lord, even in the difficult, stressful times, that He is still at work. Just like in the verses in Jeremiah, "It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. We are to be trees planted by the living water, rooted and grounded in the Lord. When the changes come in our lives that seem to us like the Lord has made our lives bitter, we can trust that the Lord is continuing to work His plan in and through our lives. He is still doing the impossible in our lives as we trust in Him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.